Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers on the broadcast today, coming to you from Washington, D.C., United States Senator Dean Heller for the whole show on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you in part by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, Pro Group Management, and the Retail Association of Nevada.
Early in the morning or throughout the night, professional truck drivers are on the job, serving you, safely moving freight that's crucial to our economy. From the oldest industries to our newest innovators, from the exotic to the everyday, trucks are everywhere, moving everything. Never afraid to embrace a future that makes Nevada and our nation stronger. Trucking moves America forward.
Nearly 200,000 Nevadans work in retail businesses, supporting families and the community. Nevada's retail businesses generated over $2 billion in sales tax revenue in 1 year, including nearly $700 million to help our schools. Shop around and see all that Nevada's retailers offer our state.
We're the Retail Association of Nevada, representing thousands of Nevada businesses.
Businesses that work for Nevada.
How do you shed some light on a better economy? Start with growth inspired by Valley Electric Association. We're a member-owned power company that puts Nevada first, and we're doing big things, like providing prosperity by securing renewable energy projects. For Nevada, that means more jobs and more opportunities, all for a strong statewide economy. In other words, together, we're doing powerful things. Visit us at vea.coop to learn more.
As a Nevada business owner, you know how important your workers' comp, accidents, and premiums are to your bottom line. Pro Group provides the leading workers' comp programs in the state. So when we're on your team, your hard-earned dollars stay right here in Nevada. With us, your premiums are an investment in your business. We provide long-term security and stability for your company. Pro Group prides itself on being a Nevada business that does business in Nevada. Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Closed captioning of Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Nevada Trucking Association. Trucking moves America forward. This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers Goes to Washington, we are here with United States Senator Dean Heller. Pleasure to have you back on the program, sir.
Thank you, Sam. It's good to be here.
I have to start out with something that I was a little upset about, considering you're not running for anything this year. The Hill puts out the 50 most beautiful people on Capitol Hill, and you were not one of them today.
Well, that's because I told my staff to nominate you.
Well, apparently, my one-week appearance doesn't mean enough. To get serious here with you, of course. It was interesting reading Politico this morning that the seriousness of fundraising on both sides of the aisle has gone completely bonkers.
Yes.
Were you at the meeting with Mitch McConnell yesterday?
I sure was.
John Thune put up $2 million, said that there were others that needed the money more than he did. Others put up $100,000. Asked to put up money?
Well, they were asking everybody in the room to put up money, but I did not at that point. I was my head was spinning as much as everybody else was when people were putting up that kind of money. But I watched, listened, and I may commit later, but I certainly didn't yesterday.
Well, what do you think at this point? I mean, is the party trying to save itself from Trump by putting money on the down tickets, which in this case would be United States senators, congressmen, et cetera?
Well, let's put it this way. If the election was today, I think the United States Senate is 50-50. So if that tells you how intense this has gotten over the last month or so and the efforts to raise money, I think the majority leader's leadership pack raised $42 million in the last month. $42 million. I'm sure the other side's doing just as well. In fact, I heard that Schumer just poured $2 million of his own money into the senatorial committee on their side. So it's back and forth. Both sides are doing the same thing.
And Hillary Clinton, $148 million last month.
Yeah.
And the conference call in the last couple of days was, we want to raise another $100 million.
Not surprised. Not surprised. This is where it's going. You know, my election 4 years ago between the two candidates, plus all the outside interest, was $50 million. I think between Masto and Joe Heck, it'll be north of that. I'm guessing 70 to 75 million. But put this in perspective, 6 years prior to my election, John Ensign's re-election, together they spent 6 million. So in 6 years, it went from 6 million to $50 million. There is way too much money in politics, and I'd certainly like to see some effort to change that.
It was interesting. Senator Reid on the program a couple of days ago was talking about how the Republicans and the Koch brothers are raising all this money, and the poor Democrats don't have the money.
Yeah.
But I'm looking at the amount of money being spent in advertising,
yes.
And it seems to me it's pretty much even.
Yeah, I would think you would know based on the dollars that are coming into your show. But we're talking the leader on the Democratic side that over the years has raised, during election cycles, north of $60 million. So I don't think that he's... losing any money in this process, and that he's raising just about as much money as he wants to protect the people on his side.
And the other interesting thing is Citizens United is thrown out frequently as the reason for this money coming
from
private sources, corporations. But it also freed up unions to spend whatever money they want. And certainly AFSCME, for example, has been spending plenty of money in Nevada.
Actually, that's not true, Shed. With the ruling on Citizens United, the unions were always free to spend all the money that they wanted to. And in fact, it was the right that said that's unfair. Of course, they were pouring 95% of their money into Democratic races. So unions were able to do it all along. What Citizens United did was now allow corporations to do the same thing. I would be for eliminating both. Let's just make it fair, and let's get it back to the grassroots, get it back to rank-and-file Americans, and let them participate in this process. This has completely overwhelmed the process, but I think we should restrict both corporations and unions. And let's get it back to the grassroots.
Although on the other side of things, and I'm protecting the broadcasting industry.
Of course you would.
Frankly, the broadcasting industry would have gone bankrupt during the recession if it weren't for the election cycles.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the honest truth. Jim Rogers, who owned Sunbelt before he passed away, it was well known that he had borrowed money to keep the stations afloat because they lost all of the automotive business.
Right, right.
You would see a huge recession in the economy from all the people who were employed in election cycles.
Well, in your particular industry, I can understand that. So are you saying that your industry supports the ruling Citizens United?
I can't speak for the industry.
How about yourself personally?
For me personally... we would not be able to fund this program if it weren't for the election cycles, because we go into debt the other 18 months of the year. And so a program like this, you look at Nevada. Right now, I'm the only statewide program that exists that originates in Nevada.
The best stuck around.
Well, bless you. I appreciate you saying that. But the reality is, and Senator Reid and I actually privately talked about this, is that the toughest thing that one does with a program like this is maintaining the funding to keep it on the air. So a big thank you to all of the sponsors that do help us out throughout the years. And we're happy with the political funding. So,
well, I don't think that's... I think that's a story in itself. I think that's a pretty big story if broadcasting can't stay afloat without the political funds being injected every 2 years. I think that's in itself is a huge story, and maybe offers an effort that'll be very, very difficult to repeal this if the broadcast industry is opposed to any kind of repeal.
Well, look how many debates on the Republican side there were.
Sure.
And what the advertising rates for when you were getting 24 million people, 22 million people tuning in to the original debates on both sides of the aisle.
Yeah. I think if you did the average polling out there, the average citizen out there would want to reverse Citizens United in spite of the efforts and impact they would have on your industry.
And I couldn't agree with you more. I mean, but I think that the reality is that there is just such a vested interest and that has gone wild in the last few years, as you pointed out.
I'll tell you, Sam, I've learned something here just in this conversation, what kind of impact advertising dollars coming from campaigns have and the impact it has on the broadcast industry. I think that's fascinating.
All right, let's take a break. More with Senator Heller, and he'll educate me when we come back.
Nevada Newsmakers Goes to Washington is sponsored by Valley Electric Association, Pro Group Management, the Nevada Trucking Association, the Nevada Franchised Auto Dealers Association, and Capital Partners.
As a veteran, I know serving in the armed forces isn't a job, it's a calling. Joe Heck is a fellow soldier. He knows the dangers we face, and Joe is fighting to give our brave soldiers the best tools and training to keep America safe. And when they're home, Joe Heck wants our veterans to get the care and respect they deserve. To keep America safe, send a soldier. Joe Heck.
I'm Joe Heck, and I approve this message.
25,000 jobs. That's how many jobs Nevada's created in clean energy. That's how many Nevada jobs Joe Heck puts at risk when he votes Big Oil's way. Joe Heck's taken hundreds of thousands in Big Oil money and voted their way, protecting billions in tax breaks for oil companies and threatening Nevada's solar economy. 25,000 Nevada jobs at risk because Joe Heck's in Big Oil's pocket. LCV Victory Fund is responsible for the content of this advertising.
I'm Hillary Clinton, and I approve this message. There's a race going on right now. The world's clean energy superpower is either going to be Germany, China, or us. And I'm going to make sure it's us. From 500 million solar panels installed by the end of my first term to precision manufacturing, we'll beat the competition and create new high-wage jobs. We can do this. Millions of jobs right here in America. That's my plan.
Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center. You ask, are we busy? Here's United Construction, 700,000 square feet of distribution. This is SJS Development. They're grading for their new facility. This is eBay's new data center under construction. TRI offers 30,000 acres of industrial property. It's ready to build, and there's room for you. Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center. We're building economic prosperity for Nevadans.
Closed captioning of Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Nevada Trucking Association. Trucking moves America. And now, back to Nevada Newsmakers with Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, coming to you from Washington, D.C. with United States Senator Dean Heller. I talked to Senator Reid about his what's on his must-do list, and I wanted to ask you the same thing.
Okay.
I'm presuming that Zika funding is something that is has to be done before the end of the year.
Well, first and foremost, we've got to keep the government open. We have till September 30th, which is the end of our fiscal year, as you're well aware of, that funding stops. So clearly we want to make sure the government's open at least through the end of the year until we get a new president and find out who's in the majority and who's in the minority. But I think the number one criteria is to keep this government open, and I think part of that effort is going to make sure that there's Zika funding. But there's a lot of other things that I think really need to happen, and one of it is the water resource bill. The WERDA bill that has the Lake Tahoe Restoration Act as part of that. That's going to probably be done between now and the end of the month also. So there's a lot of things I'd like to see get done, and the Lake Tahoe Restoration Act, funding the government, getting Zika funding in there, I think are top priorities for my office and, frankly, for the Congress.
How do you think it's going to play out? I mean, I would say it's highly unlikely that you're going to see 12 separate bills with government authorization funding. What do you favor? Do you favor getting something done by the end of the year so that, going into the next session, everything's already taken care of for 2017? Or do you think it's going to end up, some people are talking about maybe going as much as 6 months into the new year?
Yes. Yeah, I don't think that's going to happen. I think we're going to have a continuing resolution that puts us through the end of the year, find out what happens in November, and see who the majorities are, and we'll go from there. But I cannot imagine that we'll have any funding passed, or for that matter, this CR will probably end before Christmas. And then at that point, we'll have an omnibus or another CR to take us into the new year. But I don't think either side wants to pin down a new president, regardless of which party it is, on some budgetary process. So I think it's just going to go to the end of the year, let the new president, the new Congress, determine the direction of the budget itself.
At this point in time, as you look, well, first of all, Senator Reid said that polling no longer mattered. It was irrelevant because with the way that the polling is done now and the way that people actually don't have landlines anymore, cell phones, et cetera, that all the polling is just nonsense. Do you agree with that?
To a degree. I think the cell phones have made it more difficult in order to get some real accurate assessment of what's going on there with the American people. But I know this polling's all over the place, and I think the polling for the presidential race bouncing around quite a bit. I made this comment that if Trump's within 5 points going into Election Day, he has a chance of winning this thing, because I think polling is that inaccurate now. That there are some opportunities. And I think, like the Brexit vote, you know, Brexit was down 4 going into their election. Every national news outlet in Britain said that it was going to fail. And, of course, it ended up passing by 1.5. Just goes to show you how inaccurate polling has become. But you're right. I think the issue and the reason is because of millennials, amount of cell phones that are out there, and the fact that there are very few landlines that we had, that we saw 5 years ago, even 10 years ago.
You know, we've got this Do Not Disturb law, and I've got all my phones registered at the house and at the office, including my cell phones, and I still get 90% of the landline calls are polling of one kind or another.
Right.
I mean, it's insane. And I just hang up, quite frankly.
Right, right. People ignore it. People literally ignore it. People don't answer their landlines anymore. They send them directly to voicemail. And then if it's an important call, they'll return the phone call. But just like you, I think most of Americans are the same way.
With the Brexit vote, do you think that the majority of Britain is now having second thoughts about what they did?
I would anticipate that if they had a vote today, a similar vote, the results would be the same.
Really?
I think this was an independent. This was flexing their muscles, the British people saying that this is our country and we're going to do it our way. So I would anticipate now I haven't seen the doom and gloom that they were anticipating in the Brexit, although I will say this, the reason our stock market is doing as well as it's doing is because where are you going to invest your money now? There's too much bouncing around in Asia, Europe, so on and so forth. So where are you going to put your money? You can't put it in England right now because you don't know what the long-term effect of Brexit's going to be. So the result of that is we're benefiting here in the United States.
Well, certainly if you want to go on vacation to Europe, I mean, right now, the dollar, it's a buck and a quarter
so
to a pound.
It is so strong.
It used to be a buck and a half.
Right, right. But that's hurting us in the state of Nevada. Strong dollar is hurting us in the state of Nevada right now when it comes to mineral prices. That's affecting us. The copper mine in Yerington can't get up and running right now because copper prices are so low because the dollar is so strong. So it does have some negative impacts, but you are seeing people turning and investing their money in the United States. And the result of that, of course, is our stock markets are hitting all-time highs.
Okay. Are you concerned about that? Do you think that the stock market highs are somewhat of a bubble considering where the interest rates are and the fact that we've not been able to raise them?
Yeah, I am concerned about that. Where else are you going to put your money? You can't put it. Real estate's doing better, especially in the state of Nevada. It is doing better, but you're certainly not going to put it in debt. You're certainly not going to put it in the bond market. So the only place you really can spend your money right now is in the stock markets themselves. And because of that, we're seeing some very good results. And I would say they were good, and I'd like to continue to see them continue to go up. But there is a real concern out there.
Did you ever think you'd see negative interest rates?
Well, I'm wondering if we're going to get there in this country.
Really?
We're seeing it in Asia. We're seeing it in Europe. And I've already asked the Treasury Department if they anticipate seeing negative interest rates in the United States. They do not. I'll just tell you that much. They say they do not see that happening. But I don't think it's that far-fetched in this country to see negative interest rates.
Boy, that would be stunning. Let's take a break. Okay. More with Senator Dean Heller after this.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you in part by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, Pro Group Management, and the Retail Association of Nevada.
Chronic diseases like diabetes,
asthma, and heart disease
are the number one cause of death,
disability,
and rising healthcare costs
in the United States. Today,
more than 86%.
86% of our healthcare spending
goes to treating people with chronic diseases.
I'm Ken Thorpe, chairman of the Partnership to Fight Chronic Disease. As the presidential candidates discuss their plans to address rising healthcare costs,
ask them how they plan to address the chronic disease problem.
Paid for by the Partnership to Fight Chronic Disease.
It's Eldorado's Big Night Out, featuring the hilarious Mel Brooks musical that broke Broadway box office records, The Producers, live at the Eldorado Theater through November 13th. Plus, indulge in half-off dining at any of our award-winning restaurants with the purchase of a full-priced show ticket. The Producers through November 13th. For tickets, go to eldoradoreno.com.
Happy anniversary!
We're celebrating our 39th anniversary with historically low monthly payments.
You'll get so much furniture for such low monthly payments.
There's no interest until November 2021 with equal monthly payments. That's right, till November 2021.
Now you get even more furniture for less, much less.
Historically low monthly payments.
It's our 39th anniversary and you're invited.
Come celebrate with us at More Furniture for Less.
Watch Lawyers, Guns, and Money with criminal defense attorney David Houston every Sunday afternoon at 3:30 on KRNV News 4. Is Big Brother watching our every move, tapping into our cell phones and other technologies we pay for? This Sunday, Tony Rucci from Insider Threats Consulting stops by to answer these important questions. Lawyers, Guns, and Money focuses on issues and people that make a difference in your life. Join criminal defense attorney David Houston this Sunday afternoon at 3:30 here on KRNV News 4.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation here in Washington, D.C. with United States Senator Dean Heller. Do you think the Senate is going to give Merrick Garland a hearing before the end of this session?
I would not anticipate. We're probably going to be here just another 2 weeks. 3 weeks. I mean, it's going to have to happen in the next couple of weeks in order for that to occur. So I'd argue, no, it's not going to happen before the election.
Even in the lame duck?
Oh, maybe. Maybe. But not before the election.
Have you talked to him?
I have not.
Do you have a desire to?
Sure. I'd love to sit down with him, have a conversation with him, but that's not going to occur between now and the election. I think the results of the election will determine, frankly, what kind of hearing he gets.
With the spending bills, you know, there's a lot going on in terms of playing around. For example, the Pentagon, it was revealed yesterday, is trying to put up barriers between the House and the Senate, perhaps involve a presidential veto. What's your thoughts on the Pentagon becoming political, or is it always political?
Well, you know, the budget process hits everybody differently. And right now we haven't passed the Department of Defense budget at this point. I mean, think about that. The number one responsibility that we have here in Washington, D.C. is to protect the American people of all of everything else. You can't have a strong economy with everybody worried, concerned about terrorism and not feeling safe. You tell a soccer mom she's not safe and she's not going to go to the store and spend money. She's going to stay home with her children and try to keep them safe. So you have to have safety and security in this country in order for this economy to thrive. And we haven't passed the Department of Defense budget.
But does it concern you that the Pentagon has become so political, or is it always that way?
Well, I think every agency goes out there and pushes hard for what they think is important. I don't like the politics in any of the agencies, but clearly we've seen that. Whether you're at local level, state level, or the federal level, these agencies are always there to push their particular agenda. I don't spend time worrying about it. I look at the numbers and try to determine what's best for the American people, and we'll go from there. But, yeah, there's a lot of politics in the budgetary process.
Okay, you can't do an interview right now without talking about Trump and Clinton. Your thoughts on both?
Well, I think I'm pretty clear that I can tell you with a certainty that I'm not voting for Hillary Clinton. But I'm probably about 90% sure I'm not voting for Donald Trump. So I'm looking for a redeeming value of why, outside of the fact that he has an R behind his name, why I should support Donald Trump, and I haven't come up with that value at this point. So we'll go through the debates and see what happens. The Libertarian candidate, I think, for the most part, eliminated himself from the process this morning when he couldn't talk about national issues also and foreign issues. Didn't know where Aleppo, Syria was this morning in an interview. So I have some real concerns with a candidate that can't talk about the key issues when it comes to safety and security for the American people.
Are you surprised that Donald Trump is doing so well in Nevada?
You know, not really. We're a unique group in Nevada. I thought that... I always compare everything to 4 years ago when Romney was running, and frankly, he's doing better than Romney was at this point 2 months out. I always polled about 10 points better than Romney in this process. I'm seeing Joe Heck polling about 10 points better than Trump at this point, and I think Joe's going to pull this thing off, but Trump is stronger. Trump is a lot stronger than people anticipate, and as I said, if he's within five points, come election time, I think he has a chance of winning this thing.
Are you surprised that Masto is not doing better with her statewide recognition from 8 years as Attorney General? Joe Heck, very, very well known, of course, in Southern Nevada, but not so well known in Northern Nevada.
Well, Joe's a great... Joe, let's just be fair. Joe's a superior candidate in this particular race. She's very quiet. They've kept her probably off your show. They've kept her away from the newspapers. She's not talking to the press, but I don't think she has a message. I literally don't think she has a message. Joe has the message. He's strong in security. He's strong in health care. He knows his issues. He's been out here in Congress. So I look forward to, and I don't even know if they've been set up yet.
We're still working on debates.
But is there a debate?
We're still working on debates.
One, two, three. What do you anticipate at this point?
The discussion, I talked to the congressman's staff yesterday, and they're still looking at doing one in Las Vegas on PBS that would also be broadcast on Telemundo. They're looking to do one in Reno and one in Elko. But we do not have any confirmation from the Mastow campaign.
Well, I look forward to those debates.
And we do too.
I think Joe will do a great job. In fact, I think it'd be very. I think we'll see the real difference between the two candidates at that point.
You told the Las Vegas Metro Chamber that there will be a new effort to kickstart Yucca Mountain when Harry Reid leaves office. And you were concerned that some of the congressional delegation was getting soft on Yucca. You want to name any names?
No, I don't want to name any names, but I think we have to show a strong force in opposition to it. I think we can keep Yucca Mountain out of the state of Nevada. In fact, I was listening to a conversation yesterday. They were talking about nuclear waste in the Senate. Yucca Mountain didn't come up, but it reverberates. Not Yucca Mountain, but nuclear waste and what to do with it. And this was coming from the delegation of Idaho, trying to figure out what to do with their waste. We don't have a nuclear plant in the state of Nevada. Why they're trying to thrust this waste down our throats, to me, it's just unbelievable. I went over to the Idaho delegation, let them know very sternly that Yucca Mountain is not about to open. It's not about to open anytime soon, and I doubt that it will ever open. So I was
your
very,
office
very clear
is
with
next
them.
Door to Chuck Schumer. Have you
it
told
is.
Him yet that?
Well, you know, I think that that's Harry's job, not mine.
All right, for the time being,
yes,
until next session. Thank you. That's where we have to leave it.
Terrific.
Always a pleasure to have you on the program, sir.
Always. Thank you.
We'll be right back.
Nevada Newsmakers goes to Washington. Is sponsored by Valley Electric Association, Pro Group Management, the Nevada Trucking Association, the Nevada Franchised Auto Dealers Association, and Capital Partners.